Thank you for calling Huron Cement. Please listen to the following options and make your selection. Press 2 for concrete orders and concrete sales. Press 3 for drywall orders. Press 4 for store sales and general information. Press 5 for billing or questions on your account. Press 6 for accounts payable. Press 7 for our store hours and other locations. Press the pound key for the employee directory. Press 0 for immediate assistance, or if you know...
Using the keys on your telephone, please spell the first name of the person, then press pound. For the letter Q, press 7. For the letter Z, press 9.
Jody Caparini.
If this is correct, press pound for the previous name in the direct.
Hi, this is Jody.
Hi, Jody. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I know you guys are pretty busy. I was just trying to get in contact to either you or John. I just want to touch base with the company and see, you know, if you have any upcoming plans for either some equipment financing or working capital needs.
We do not.
Okay. Is there maybe a better time of the year for me to, you know, touch base with you guys again and just see if there's anything coming up?
Gosh. If we were going to do anything, we'd do it before the end of the year, and I haven't heard of anything that we're planning on adding.
Got it. No additional equipment at the moment?
No.
Okay. Well, is there maybe a... I think I have John's email. Is it the John C. at HuronCement.com,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can shoot him over an email. I'm just going to have my contact info. And, you know, if something does come up, I would love to become a future resource for you guys. You said you usually do it kind of towards the end of the year. As of recent years, do you typically bring on any particular equipment come, like, December or anything? What kind of equipment do you usually bring on?
It could be anything. Anything to use in the shop, anything vehicle-wise.
Got it. Okay. Well, would you...
purchases we would do before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say, has business been treating you guys pretty well this year, or is that...
been very busy.
Got it. So you'd say it's been growing then? Great. Well, that's good to hear. Would you say there's anything in particular that you would, you know, attribute to that growth?
Dan, I'm not sure. I don't think the economy's doing all that well, but we've sure been busy.
Hey, well, that's
mild.
Good. Good
we've
that somebody is,
summer.
Right?
You know, the weather's been good. That's always important to our business. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially this fall we've had. We've just been really very busy.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is there, you know, within the industry, a particular time of the year that usually things start to pick up? I would get the feeling that kind of towards summertime, you'd start to get
spring.
A little busier.
We should be down until, like, springtime.
Got it. So it does start to slow down here for the wintertime, obviously.
Yeah, if the weather starts to act like it should.
Then, yeah, you're not going to be able to do too much, right?
Right.
So is there anything in particular that you kind of do to prepare for that slow season?
No, we just lay guys off.
Got it.
They've been very busy, and they're looking forward to some time off.
So you just kind of downsize a little bit and then rehire the same guys, or?
Yes.
Okay, so it's kind of seasonal in that
right.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Well, another question of mine is, do you guys do any form of, like, marketing for your business, or is it pretty much just word of mouth at this point?
It's just in-house.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
local.
Pretty good.
Local flyers, magazines, that type of thing. But
got it.
Major.
And John hasn't really been talking much about, you know, like I said, either bringing on equipment or, I mean, maybe even one of the things we do specialize is those working capital loans that help for those slow seasons. For example, you know, coming into the wintertime, if you still want to, you know, be able to operate and, you know, kind of need that bridge loan to help you stay consistent. That's one of the other things that we do kind of specialize in here.
Okay. Well, just shoot him an email and I'm sure he'll contact you if he has any needs.
Okay, great. And just in case I don't hear back from him, is there maybe you know, a better time of the week for me to try and give John another call?
It's just hit and miss.
Got it. Okay.
So he's overwhelmed right now.
Got it. Okay, well, I'll probably give you guys another call in, say, a month or so and just, you know, check back in and see how things are treating you guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Jody.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.